Stop 14. Performance artist Jess Dobkin talks about her installation For What It's Worth.
Hi, my name is Jess Dobkin, and I am so glad you're here. I'm a performance artist based in Toronto, Canada. Most of the time, I perform live in my work. I would be there in the room with you right now. I would be asking your name. I would want to know how you're feeling. So it means a lot to me to have this opportunity to share with you. Welcome. You're welcome. Hi. Human breast milk has been donated and distributed through hospital milk banks for a long time. But more recently, the sale of human breast milk has proliferated online. In addition to new parents, the consumers include bodybuilders, alternative health enthusiasts, fetishists, and others. For What It's Worth is a multi-sensory installation that explores how we might value human milk and negotiate the regulation, politics, and ethics of its commerce. What are things worth, and what really is worth? I'll accompany you through the space on a path that winds around five raised platforms that recall sites and scenarios of human milk extraction and exchange: a domestic kitchen, a hospital milk bank, a bodybuilding gym, a cocktail bar, and an adult fetish zone. The entrance to the installation is 1.5 meters wide. Inside, the atmosphere is dark and lustrous with vivid glows of color. We encounter objects and materials conjured through my creative process. You're invited into an unruly archive of milk, labor, and value. You're welcome to follow the white tactile line on the glossy black vinyl floor, which will take you through the installation and at the end, out the exit doors. If you do not wish to explore the installation, you can leave via a door to the left of the entrance. Also know that you don't have to keep moving ahead. You can take your time. You can pause, stop, listen, feel, wonder, wander, and examine things more closely. The five platforms float like bright islands in organic shapes, like milk splatters or other life-giving liquid. Each platform is a small stage carpeted with colored astroturf artificial grass. One red, one blue, one green, one orange, and one gray, and dressed with things like vintage appliances, industrial furniture, and medical equipment. It's a merging and mashup of settings and eras. Light fixtures dangle from long and short cords. A plethora of rope, twine, and paracord of varied thickness spills and snakes over surfaces. They fill drawers, pile entangled heaps, loop and knot over furniture, and twist, braid, and knit into macrame patterns. They represent unruly, spilt milk in white, orange, pink, and red, weaving throughout the space and overhead, overgrown and connecting everything in a web. Faceless, life-sized rag dolls, some painted silver, others gold, are at work, performing on the platforms. Their colors remind us of currency, systems of money, value, and circulation. The dolls are draped over furniture, with one slumped in a chair at a desk, one perched on top of a fridge, and another hanging upside down from a trapeze. Shiny things catch the light: a mound of gold coins, heaps of silver cupcake liners, metallic ribbons, metal surfaces, and mirrors. And sometimes the mirrors reflect back your image, so we all become part of the installation. At the center is a mammoth pink dome-shaped structure about 3 meters high. This is the energetic life force of the room, a pump lit from within by softly pulsing lights that change color, glowing through purple and lilac, highlighting the seams and folds of the fabric-like arteries. It is made from pink British military parachutes used for cargo in the 1960s and hangs from the ceiling, adorned with ribbons, strings, paper price tags, pins, tiny square mirrors, and small deflated beach balls. More pink fabric, ruched and pleated, spreads out in a circular canopy above, like petals on a giant flower. Underneath the pump is a 30-centimeter-high circular platform in the shape of a giant coin. It has a reflective gold vinyl surface on which are written the words justice, community, love, repair, and kindness. It is a tit coin, a proposal for an alternate currency where values are what's valued. Some of the objects in the space are also performing. Mechanical activations bring them to life. A bobbing pencil, an exercise ball with a swinging silk tassel, a carton of oat milk tipping out of a refrigerator, a gyrating specimen bottle. As we move through the space, you will hear the noises these objects make from time to time. As we enter the space, to our right is an orange platform featuring a large industrial steel desk with a stacked tower of pink 1950s upholstered kitchen chairs on top. There's a confusion of five pink telephones, receivers dangling and strung from coiled wires. One protrudes from a half-open desk drawer. Other drawers overflow with breast milk pumping paraphernalia, nipple shields, nursing bras, hand pumps, bottles, and herbal tea to support milk production. An old laptop is decorated with vegan, animal rights, and breastfeeding stickers, and the screen features a screenshot from a Zoom meeting showing a grid of nine people. These are my creative research collaborators and interviewees who helped to inform and broaden the ideas behind this commission. You can hear recorded extracts from our conversations as you move through the installation. Close to the entrance, one of the gold-painted dolls sits backwards in her chair, straddling it, there to greet us as we move into the space. White cords pour from her breasts, and a small mountain of baby bottles are underfoot. She is tethered to the phone in her hand, to the chair, to her work, to the pump, to it all. She is multitasking. She is at work, and it is maximal lactation. Stuffed behind the desk are items from a gym. There's a set of dumbbells and a selection of vintage bodybuilding books with images of muscular bodies glistening. Plastic canisters of protein powder supplements made from milk protein are scattered around. Nearby is a bench press upholstered with fake fur, and it is wearing a pair of pink stilettos filled with fake ice cubes. The bench press body mechanically undulates at timed intervals. It is part human, part animal, and part machine. And she's a little bit pretty, and a little bit of a stripper. What happens when a bodily fluid is also a commodity? How do we value milk and those who produce it? I invite you to engage with these questions. To become a researcher yourself. To me, this means being in a space of asking, gathering, listening, imagining. You might think this conversation doesn't involve or implicate you, but it does. We are all part of this web. Thank you for being here, and you're welcome.